We've already been talking about student accommodation and the new residential tenancies bill. Another piece of legislation that we've talked about a lot in this programme, a lot of concerns from you out there in the short-term letting market, is the short-term regulations, short-term letting regulations, which are to come in, the register that's being set up, allied to the still undefined planning requirements that will be put on anyone who wants to less short-term in this country. Yesterday, the Irish Self-Catering Federation, representatives of that, spoke to councillors at Kerry County Council's meeting. A number of motions were put down in relation to this area as well. One of those behind the motion was Independent Councillor Brendan Cronin, who's with me on the line. Brendan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Shirley, and good morning to your listeners.
Can I ask you yesterday about your motion? You had a motion down, but it coincided with members of the Self-Catering Federation coming before the council to air their concerns about specifically the planning requirements that are due to come in with regards to anyone who wants to rent out their property short term.
Yes, Jerry, we obviously, as you have highlighted many of the time over the last number of years, this is a huge issue in County Kerry across the board. And yesterday was very important as well, because the Irish Health Catering Federation came in and we were presentation given by the Vice Chair, Noel Casey. Excellent presentation, very informative and very important, because we're, as you said, coming to the critical parts now of the decision-making process. And the you referenced there that there was a change made there. The population base was risen to towns or urban centres over 20,000, they said, would be exempt. But you see, the critical problem is the requirement that this government has, and the Irish government has put in place, is that there's planning requirements needed. And therein lies the huge crux, because the bottom line from, we say, the last number of years where this legislation has come in, only a tiny handful in this county have applied for planning. I only know of one or two that were granted. The numbers are really, really small. And across the board, people who are running quite legitimately and have been operating and providing this service for years are and they're very fearful, Jerry, of going to the planning process, because, and rightly so, it can open up a whole quagmire of scenarios. So what I put on the motion yesterday in conjunction with the presentation was that the council called the government to implement exemptions for self-catering providers in the tourism industry, particularly like what I want to reference there is people who are and have been and can show that they have been operating and running a self-catering business for number of years. We're all aware of there's a 7-year rule, you know, that's a kind of a broad spectrum thing in planning, but I believe in my heart and soul that there should be exemptions. And Noel, in her presentation, went through in detail where those exemptions are so important and where they would be very relevant in where Kerry is concerned. The thing is, we're coming to a very critical stage now. It's down to the, how would I say, it's down to the last few weeks. But still, we do not have that clarity. So the appeal that was made really from the floor yesterday was for, of the floor of the council chamber, was for that relevance would be given to people who are long established and have been for years providing a hugely important service. And like, there's a lot of, what shall I say, contradictory information out there as well. Fault Ireland, back in December 2022, made a statement under the guise of the Minister, then, Catherine Martin, that the bringing in the planning would bring back up to 12,000 properties from the self-catering or from Airbnb for short-term rent, whichever way you want to put it, into the long-term scenario. And that is completely and utterly false. And it was stated yesterday by Noel in her presentation. I have heard it myself repeatedly, anyone I've spoken to, as did other councillors reference it as well. They're not going to come and return. That's not going to happen. It's not going to develop, or it's not going to bring that volume. Yeah,
you're arguing that that's just not achievable, specifically with the way it's being brought in. But just on the planning issue at the moment, I know Maura Healy-Rae had a motion as well looking for an update on the implications of the circular regarding short-term letting. We still don't have a national planning statement, as you put in your motion, to give clarity for new self-bid catering, farm diversification projects, glamping and others, what can be allowed, so planners have confidence and clarity in what's permitted. And this needs to be realised before the 2026 tourism season. Can I just ask that question, to your knowledge, Brendan? You might not have the answer, but isn't it all too late now? Isn't it too late for a planning clarity or planning statement to have any impact on what will happen for summer 2026? I mean, next month is the start, traditional start of tourism season. People are already rent. They've already taken bookings for the summer. Isn't it all a bit too late to be bringing in, waiting for a planning statement to give everyone knowledge on what's required?
I agree with you, but this has been on the pipeline, Jerry, with 4 or 5 years.
I'm saying that in the knowledge that there's already planning requirements in place, but this is meant to be an update to coincide with the new register, and we'll call it the new way of doing things.
Yes, but that, unfortunately, we're waiting. There has been much spoken about it across the board, Jerry, but the fine print and the fine detail, which is so important, has not come true. And very interestingly, so for your listeners as well, to something very important that Noel referenced at the presentation yesterday. The EU directive that's kind of governing this simply requires member states to have in place a register of all accommodation providers who are offering short-term deed letters, to get a concept of how many is out there. But only Ireland has decided to attach mandatory planning to it. But they haven't set out any policies or any directives or any clear-cut guidelines to the industry, to the planners, to the local authorities. Tis going to fall to the local authorities. You know, that's where it's going to end up, making decisions on applications. So, shall we say, tis very late in the day, correct, 100%. But then, this industry is so important in this county and affects so many families who have invested, Jerry, a lot of hard work. They've invested their time, money, effort, and built up, their business. And it's a no man's land right now, because anyone you'll talk to, they're terrified of going for planning. There's no clarity, like as we've spoken, and that needs to be urgently barred out.
There is, and I hesitate to use the word clear, full clarity on this, or the phrase full clarity, but we did get clarity. Very good point made and questions asked by Deputy Danny Healy-Ray last week in the Dáil to the Taoiseach about this, and he did get this answer that the Taoiseach, he talked about the 7-year exemption for planning, that if you've had 7 years you don't need to go for planning, and would that apply to people who could show that they've been short-term letting or in self-catering or short-term letting for the last 7 years? And the Taoiseach appeared, and I say appeared, to confirm that. He said, look, my understanding would be that yes, you're on the ball, that would be the case when it comes to this. So at least the people who have been in business for that time should probably have clarity that they will not require planning and they can continue on in business as long as they register. But that again does need to be spelled out, doesn't it?
This is very important. That is there and could be implemented, but it hasn't been stated categorically. You know, you don't know where you stand until it's stated categorically. And it is a very valid point. And there needs to be that work needs to be done. That information needs to be done, because across the board, I've met no one that has any issue with registering. There's no problem whatsoever with the registering. It's the mandatory, the real issue, and the problematic part is the mandatory requirement for applying for planning permission.
For planning. The implications. And what that means.
The door is opened. Anything can crop up. Objectors can come into play, and you can open the door to an absolute nightmare scenario. But there really, really no need to streamline this and give the information and give Cast Iron clarity, because Fáilte Ireland in another statement said that there could be anything up to 4,800, I think, is the figure they mentioned, short-term lets in County Kerry. And, like, the impact that would have if people decide to close or can't operate, because they wouldn't be able to advertise. Then the impact that would have financially, both on families,
on the tourism season,
And to all the small providers, the shops, the pubs, the bars, the restaurants, all those, the knock-on effect, the taxis, everything. The impact would be
Let me put this other point, Brendan, to you on the other side of that. And Deputy Pat Daly made this point last week on the programme. We're talking about the same issue. I know Sinn Féin representative Paul Daly, councillor, was mentioning this in the context of it yesterday, the housing crisis that we're in. And I know you don't believe what the government are saying, that this will deliver 12,000, but there are people on the other side of it. Yes, there's a tourism business. Yes, there's an industry. But as the point made by Pat Daly is, there are places, particularly in Killarney, where communities are being hollowed out. All we're seeing, housing estate houses, people don't have neighbours. All they have is people who come for the summer. We've holiday homes that are sitting vacant. And at the same time, we talked in this programme this morning about the pressure that's going to be on students from next September to try and find accommodation in the private market. It won't be there. Like, we're talking and planning for a third level hospitality college to be developed in this town. Where are the students going to get anywhere to live if we don't take radical steps and try and provide something on the rental market, try and move some lever to try and encourage or, you know, incentivise or maybe, you know, using the stick of planning to get people to rent long term, to try and help the desperate situation that renters and people looking for a home in Killarney, including hospitality staff, are finding at the moment. What's your response to that point?
The day you start using the whip or the stick, so to speak, to force someone to do something with their with something that is rightfully theirs, legally theirs, you're going to get their backs up straight away. And yes, there's a huge problem, but there's also that subtle, what shall I say, that angle that keeps coming up, that in some way, shape, or form, and I take exception to that angle, that the people that would own self-catering, as they would own a short-term let, is in some way responsible or at fault for the housing crisis. That is not the case.
No, I don't think they're being blamed. No, in context of that, they're not being blamed, but something still has to be done to try and get some supply into the other side of things, either home starter homes or rental, because at the moment it's a disaster for people who are looking to live somewhere.
On that, I agree with you completely, and can I say this to you then and give an explanation there? For the last, what would I say, 3.5-4 years, we just take our own municipal district, and I, along with the other elected members, we've been crying out for affordable houses to be constructed, to be made available, because there's a whole lot of people that are in that middle group that can't afford to purchase the massive value. And yet, I look across the boundary, and you can check this out to verify what I'm saying. In Cork, across several towns, 10, 12 different towns, and in Cork City Council, there have been numerous schemes of 40 and 50 and 60 houses put up and made available, and they're half the price for what is the similar thing would be in our municipal district. But there's no willingness. There's nothing coming through. We just seem to be the poor relations where housing schemes and affordable housing schemes and opportunities are coming. Like, it's there's no equality. Just on two separate counties, but similar. And you can go through them in Cork City and Cork County. I did, and I was completely stunned.
And that's where you're saying the concentration should be. Yeah. Okay. All right, Brendan. Look, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time.
No,
but thanks for your view on that. We'll see where it goes in terms of that clarity on planning. If you have a view on what Brendan Cronin had to say about the situation and where it stands at the moment ahead of the 2000 or the 2026 tourism season.